Can't wait to get back to Del Mar. It was so much fun when we were there a few years ago. And I know John Sadler is looking forward to big things from his horses as he makes his way down the road to the Breeders' Cup. John is with me now. He's joining me early out in California. I say early because it's early for me. It's not early for him. He's a horse trainer. John, good morning.
Good morning.
You've been at work for a few hours already, haven't you?
About 3.5.
And wait, it's 6:44 out there.
Yeah, well, the track opens here at 4:30, so I like to be here at 4 because we like to walk the horses and check them before we go to the racetrack. And I feel the best track at Del Mar is the early track. It's got a lot of moisture in it, and you know, we got a lot of breaks here, so you gotta really march.
Well, you're marching to a very good beat right now, coming off of that big win, your third in the last 4 years in the Pacific Classic. That was with Tripoli last week. Share your thoughts on that performance. It was pretty good.
Yeah, it was really good. We were thrilled to death. You know, he'd run two really good races on dirt. You know, first time we put him on dirt, his numbers changed. You know, he really ran well on dirt, and we come back into San Diego because, you know, a 3,000 three times doesn't feel very good around here. And he ran a big second running at the end. So, you know, we thought we kind of fit with this group. And the question would be the distance. And he handled the distance no problem. So it's just like everything, you know, everything we were hoping for came true. He ran like we were hoping he would. And just a really nice day, a good story. With Thiago, you know, smaller time jockey, gets an opportunity in a big race and he capitalizes on it. So, very happy.
Your first win in the Pacific Classic came with Accelerate in 2018. You came back with Higher Power the following year, and now Tripoli. What do all three of those horses have in common? Well, it's the ownership group of Hieronis Racing. Talk about that relationship, John. That has just been fantastic for you.
It's been wonderful. We got together, you know, whatever it is, 8 or 9 or 10 years ago, or I don't even remember now, but we liked each other right away. I like them. They've got some Pasadena roots, and I've got some Pasadena roots. And we're talking about the Rose Parade and you know, Pasadena things, and it just seemed like a good fit. And, you know, we started off claiming some horses and then just grew up from there. And knock on wood, it's going stronger than ever.
Yeah, it's a wonderful relationship. They are also involved, along with Lane's End Racing, in Flagstaff, who you'll send out later today in the Pat O'Brien. Second choice on the morning line, making his first start since the True North at Belmont on June 4th. What are you seeing from Flagstaff?
Really in a good spot today. He's got a good draw. He can track the speed a little bit from the outside. You know, he ran a really good number up there in New York, so we wanted to give him a little spacing off the True North, and he's got it and trained up good. You know, to me, he's one of the horses right in there. You know, hopefully gets a good trip and everything like that. Good field as usual, you know, and you know, we were second in it last year to CZ Rocket, so hopefully we can turn the tables this year.
Yeah, it's a great rivalry. You know, I was talking to Ronnie Moquette in the first hour of the program, talking about Whitmore, and he was talking about Whitmore winning the Forgo at Saratoga in 2018. Well, CZ Rocket was fourth in that race that year. These sprinters, man, they just keep running, and they're hickory, and you can keep them going for a long time.
Well, he like I said, this horse, the gelding, like those other ones. So his life is at the track. He's been really, and he's just been solid for us. He didn't have a lot of races as a young horse. He had a few things go wrong and was late getting there. So, you know, we've always had a really patient ownership group. When I've had to give him time off, he's gotten time off. So he's really, really a nice horse. And, you know, he's a half brother to Game Winner. So I think he fills up that page pretty good for him too.
I mentioned earlier that this will be his sixth start of 2021, but his first in his home state or his home base of California. Tell me about his schedule this year. Was that by design?
Yeah, it was. We thought he'd be, good at Oaklawn and then dip down into Kentucky because we were stable at Oaklawn this winter. He wasn't lucky at Oaklawn. He caught a really muddy track the first time, and it was kind of, that severe weather, so it was a little bit hampered. But we shipped him down to Keeneland for the Commonwealth, and he won really nicely under Joel. And he came back and won on Derby Day. So, he's a good horse for the road. If they run well out of town, we'll be there. So he's run well wherever he's run. And then, he caught a really tough horse at Friends and Fire, a Belmont horse. It's terrific on that track. And really, really run a nice, probably his best race in the True North. So now it's time to prep here at Del Mar and see how it goes today, and then look towards the Breeders' Cup down the line.
Talking with trainer John Sadler here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. John, I know it's busy on Saturday mornings, any morning for you, so I won't keep you much longer, but I do want to ask you about Rock Your World, who returns in tomorrow's Shared Belief at Del Mar. Medina Spirit, the Derby winner, also coming back in that race. Tell me more about Rock Your World and what you're seeing from him.
Yeah, really trained well down here. I was originally looking at the Del Mar Derby, and he got to training so well on the dirt down here, I'm going to switch him over to the dirt. He had a couple of missteps in the Triple Crown, so this is a chance for him to step forward, get back in the spotlight again, show his real ability. He looks great, training great, so we're excited about tomorrow, and, what a good feature. You get the Santa Anita Derby winner and the Kentucky Derby winner, next to each other. They're going to line up there tomorrow afternoon and slug it out. So looks like a really fun race to watch. They're never easy here when you're running the stakes out here. But both nice horses. So we just want to get him back where, a really good, strong effort. So I'm excited about tomorrow.
Yeah, I said the same thing earlier in the show. I don't think that race is getting the attention it deserves, and I don't know if it's because of the circumstances surrounding Medina Spirit and the uncertainty of is he going to remain the Derby winner. I don't know, but for some reason, that race to me deserves more attention than what it's getting.
Well, on our circuit here, Del Mar has primarily got turf for the 3-year-olds. So this is really the only dirt stakes. So they get a lot of value out of it every year. The horses that turn up in this race, it used to be called the El Cajon. You get some really good 3-year-olds on the dirt here. So even though the purse is not that much, it's always a good race. I think I won this race with Accelerate, I think, at 1 year also. So it's a good field.
Well, John, enjoy the weekend. Again, I know you're busy. I'll let you go. Thanks so much for a little time, and good luck this weekend.
All right. Take care.